You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Recent reports show that 2022 saw record profits from five major fuel companies around the world, totaling over $1 trillion in sales. These announcements, amid the cost of living crisis and the repercussions of climate change, have confused many, with demands around the world for windfall tax to be implemented. I spoke with Amanda Larson, spokesperson for Greenpeace, who commented on this obvious contrast.
While most people are struggling to pay for food and petrol at the moment, oil companies have been raking in absolutely massive profits. And meanwhile, people are also suffering under the impacts of the climate crisis, which oil companies are disproportionately responsible for causing. And we've seen that playing out right here in Aotearoa, where people have lost their homes and livelihoods to flooding and rain that was supercharged by climate change. And sadly, many of the people who've lost everything in the floods were also people who are struggling with high food and fuel prices. So, we're experiencing the twin crises of cost of living and climate change, and oil companies are implicit in both of those things.
Due to the war in Ukraine, many countries have stopped oil exports from Russia, who is the third largest oil producer in the world, which has driven up the price of fuel and contributed to the high cost of living.
The reason that the prices have skyrocketed is this combination of the war in Ukraine and the sanctions on Russian oil and gas, and the fact that that has constrained supply. So because demand has stayed the same, the cost, the price has gone up. But oil companies haven't done anything to alleviate that. They have basically just raked in the profits from it.
Eighth largest fuel company in the world, BP, released that their earnings for 2022 amounted to $27.7 billion, which was more than double what they made in 2021. Alongside the announcement of the 2022 earnings, the company have also announced an integrated energy strategy update. This new strategy implementation will see BP scale back their previous goal of 35 to 40% carbon emission reduction to 20 to 30%. BP CEO Bernard Looney explained that it's clearer than ever after the past 3 years that the world wants and needs energy that is secure and affordable, as well as lower in carbon. Looney, who according to reports was paid over $5 million in 2021, announced that the company is planning to prioritize profit in order to smoothly transition to lower carbon emission reductions in the future.
I think the evidence has been clear for a really long time that you cannot trust the oil and gas industry to do the right thing by climate change, by the environment, by people. Their number one motive is profit maximization, and we're seeing that right now with these huge profits that they're paying out to shareholders while regular people are struggling to pay for energy. And it's long overdue that this is an industry that should be regulated out of existence in order to protect the climate and to protect people.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.